On His Majesty, who was, or often feigned to be, noticeably long-sighted from green youth, and had been meaning to inquire what, in effect, had caused yon causeway to be thus potholed, asking substitutionally to be put wise as to whether Paternoster and Silver Doctors were not now more fancied bait for lobster-trapping honest blunt Harumfrield, answered in no uncertain tones very similarly, with a fearless forehead, "Naw, your maggers, all were just a-cotchin' on them bluggy Erwurgers." Our sailor king, who was draining a guglet of obvious Adam ale, gift both in Gorbin, upon this ceasing to swallow, smiled most heartily beneath his walrus mustaches, and indulging that none too genial humor which William the Conk on the spindle side had inherited with a hereditary white luck and some short-fingeredness from his great-aunt Sophie, turned towards two of his retinue of gallow-glasses, Michael, Etheling Lord of Leeks and Offaly, and the Jubilee Mare of Drogheda, Elcock, the two scatterguns being Michael M. Manning, proto-syndic of Waterford, and an Italian excellency named Jubilee, according to a later version cited by the learned scholarch Canavan of Can Make Noise. In either case, a triptychal religious family symbolizing Puritus of Doctrina, business per usuals, and the perchy patch of Hamlock, where the Paddish pretties grow, and remarked dulcy-dulcily, "Holy bones of St. Hubert, how our red brother of Porangrania would audibly fume did he know that we have for Sir Trusty Bailiwick a turnpiker who is by turns a pike bailer, no seldomer than an earwicker, for he kin John Pill, with his court so grey and his haunts in his house in the morning." One still hears that pebble-crested laughter, jappy-jap, cheery-cheerily. Among the roadside tree the Lady Holmpatrick planted, and still one feels an immersive silence of the cladstone elegibelling, "I've mys out I born." Comes the question, are these the facts of his nominigentalization as recorded and collated in both or either of the collateral Andrew Paul Murphy Murphic narratives? Are those their feda which we read in Sibylline between the Fawes and the Nephaws? No dung on the road.